Welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Preschool Practice Guide, Who's Listening? Private speech is the kind of talking children and adults do when they talk to themselves. What did I come into the kitchen for? Is a common example of adult private speech. Private speech is an important part of a preschooler's language development. It helps him practice unfamiliar kinds of language and reinforces ideas he is trying to remember. Private speech is also a useful tool for your child when he needs to solve a problem or calm himself down. This is what the practice looks like. You may hear your preschooler talking to herself while playing alone. She might be creating dialogue for her toys, muttering angrily to herself when she's frustrated, or reciting the steps of a particular task when attempting something new. This is private speech. You can encourage private speech by talking about it when it's a good time to use words, such as when he is mad, frustrated, or is trying to do something difficult. Doing the practice. There are many ways to encourage private speech as part of your preschooler's everyday activities. You can model private speech. If you have forgotten where to put your car keys, you might say something like, "Let's see, where did I put my keys? When we came in from the car, the phone was ringing, but the keys aren't by the phone. Next, we washed our hands." Your child will hear what you're thinking and how you're putting thoughts into words to help you remember. Encourage your child to use private speech during play. Ask what his toys are thinking or saying when he's playing alone. Praise your child when you hear him using private speech. Let him know that talking aloud to himself is a great way to work through something he finds hard to do. Here is another example of using private speech. Gabe will start kindergarten next week. He is both excited and nervous. He's not sure he will like leaving his parents and favorite toys. After Gabe sees his classroom for the first time, Dad can tell he's nervous. He suggests that Gabe pretend to play school. Gabe likes this idea and gets out the books and puzzles. As Dad works around the house, he can hear Gabe talking to himself as he puts a puzzle together. A goes here, B here, this is an S. How did Gabe's dad know the practice was working? He asked himself these questions. Did Gabe use private speech while he was playing alone? Did he calm himself down with private speech? Did he use private speech to help him solve a problem, like putting together a puzzle? If Gabe's dad answered yes to any of these questions, he knew he was successful in providing Gabe with a literacy-rich home experience. We hope you enjoyed Who's Listening? To find out more about this and many other CEL practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.